It's opening day, and who better to talk to than Joe Girardi, the former Cub, former manager, and now part of the Marquee Sports Network broadcast team. Joe will be in his analyst role and actually starting at 11 this morning on Marquee with Boog and JD. Joe, I have always enjoyed watching you play and manage, and now it's great to have you as part of the Cubs broadcast on Marquee. Good morning.
Thanks, Bob. Good morning. Yeah, I'm thrilled to be back. I mean, this is home for me. I grew up in the area. I grew up coming to Cubs games as a boy, a college student. You know, my major league debut was here, so this is a real thrill for me.
Are they working on that statue of you down in Peoria?
No, I don't think so. You know, the only statue that's probably warranted down there would be Jim Thome. And it would be a big statue. You know, yeah. I always get on him a little bit because he took all the power. You know, I have the rings, but he took all the power.
How different does the game look to you from the press box? This isn't your first time in a broadcast booth, but what did you notice when you first went upstairs?
Well, I think the game slows down when you're upstairs because you're not forced to make any decisions. You know, when you're on the field and you're calling pitches, it moves quick. When you're managing from a dugout, it moves quick. It really slows down. And, you know, I watch a lot of video of games on MLB TV. And the one thing that I've noticed, like, from this year is that, you know, in between pitches, you know, they have a 10-second, like, fast-forward or rewind. I would have to hit it like twice or sometimes three times in between pitches. Now I only got to hit it once. So I don't have nearly as much time to write things down as I used to. And I'm finding that I'm pushing the pause a lot more.
Yeah. Andy Mazur is with us this morning. He's got a question for you, Joe.
Hey, Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Andy.
How you doing? I'm just curious. You know, you've been through opening days a lot in your career, both as a player and as a manager. What's kind of going through a player's mind right now? There's so much excitement and so much anticipation about this first game.
Opening day is so much different than spring training in a sense. You want to make sure that you're super prepared and you want to get off to a good start. So you're going all over all the things in your head, you know, what Corbin Burns might do to me today. And it's not, it's you haven't had to do this for 6 months. So it's a different feeling. And for me, it was scouting reports that I was just mulling over in my head, making sure I was prepared, making sure that I knew my routine. And, you know, I managed for 14 years and I played for almost 15 years. And your routine is usually the same, but it's like you forget it over that six-month period. And you got to get back into the swing of things. And then after a few days, it's like you come to the ballpark and you know exactly what you're going to do. But today, there's anticipation, there's anxiety. So your mind gets a little clouded.
So players and managers still get butterflies? As a kid, I remember being so excited about opening day, I couldn't sleep the night before. What about you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I did every year, whether I was a player or as a manager. And I'm sure I'll do it in the broadcast booth today because I have not done an opening day in the broadcast booth except I did one in Japan for the Yankees in 2004. I actually played in the exhibition games and I was retired, but they asked me to go to spring training and just be an insurance policy as I was doing stuff for the YES Network. And then I played the last exhibition game in Japan and broadcast the first two. And there's butterflies for broadcasters as well, at least for this one.
Mm-hmm. You have the itch to manage again, ever, Joe?
Yeah, I do. I do. I do miss it, but I do really enjoy broadcasting. And, you know, if this is what I do the rest of my life, I'm more than content. But I do love managing.
I see where the Las Vegas odds makers now put out the handicap. They handicap the chances of managers getting fired every year. That's part of the gig.
Oh, yeah. Well, Zim told me a long time ago that managers are hired to be fired. And I remember I got fired the first time, and I was calling him because I knew it was going to happen that day. And, you know, I was expecting some words of wisdom because Zim was so good to me, and I was with him 10 out of my first 11 years in the big leagues, whether he was the manager or the bench coach. And I thought I was going to get these great words of wisdom. I said, Tim, you know, what do you have to tell me? I think I'm going to get fired today. He goes, welcome to the club, pal. And that was all he said to me. You know, so it is part of the gig. And I don't sometimes realize how difficult it is, because a lot of times your family gets uprooted and they have to change. It's hard on your children, but it's part of the gig when you sign up for it.
Don Zimmer, he was certainly one of the greats. And Joe, I'll tell you something. I know it was fun for you to be a Yankee, but I have a feeling Chicago and the Midwest is still number one with you, and always will be, right?
Oh, it's number one in my heart. I just walk around and, you know, I'm staying in the area, and you see all the excitement and the happiness that baseball is starting here. It's just such a great baseball town. And I have missed it, and I got a chance to do a few games last year and couldn't wait for this year to get here.
Well, have fun today. Go Cubs, and thanks for getting up early for us today. Joe Girardi, go get him, Joe.
Have a great day, and I want to hear that song, Go Cubs Go, after the game.
We hope. Take care. Joe Girardi, and, you know, always enjoyed Andy watching him play and watching him manage. He certainly was the thinking man's ball player and manager, wasn't he?
Yes, he was, and he got the most out of all of his talent. He got the most of other players' talent as well, just by being that kind of manager behind the plate when he was catching, and had a couple of stints with the Cubs and had a chance to cover him in his second stint. And tremendous guy. I mean, what you hear is mm-hmm. what you get from him, and he's one of those great guys.
Yeah, no question about it, and tough, and a good guy to manage today's player. He'll be back doing it. Clearly, he wants to.